is. And I feel like the music that you find and listen to in college sticks around.
Yeah.
Or in that, like, chunk of your life. Enter your name, word, or phrase. All right. We got a space in there. We got Nico Daglio. Search. Bob Marley.
Wow. No. I didn't know my name was a anagram of Bob Marley. That's pretty crazy.
What is this? This website is very confusing. What is space? What? Okay, let's... Oh, come on. What are you doing? Animate? I don't want to animate your anagram.
We should just struggle with bad anagram websites for the next, like, hour.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a nice soundtrack to everyone's evening.
What about Acing Do Oil?
Acing Do Oil.
Logic Aid On.
Yeah.
Cooing Laid.
Cooing Laid.
These are all really bad.
What was the one that you said earlier that wasn't, like, quite... Studio Logic is...
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, let's... Canoodling. Radio Logic.
Radio Logic.
Yeah, all you need is the R, and then it's ignoring some letter as well.
I mean, I could give you my full name. My sure, full name is Nicolas Sol Daglio Fine, which in English means Mighty Warrior Son of Garlic Excellent.
Wow. It won't even allow me to put in that many
dang. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, it's okay. I think that word's okay. All right. Maybe, I don't know. Aficionados Leglin. Leglin's not a word. Focalizing idol nay.
I love the idea of an anagram website that, like, doesn't give you actual words. It just scrambles the letters.
Yeah, you figure it out. Yeah, let's see. Maximum number of words in each anagram is 5. Minimum number of letters in each word, let's make it 3. All right. And I kind of put your name in piecemeal, but it should work. It's mixing it up anyway. Is that all? Is that? Yeah. 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 Aficionados Leglin. That's up there at the top.
It's crazy that you can spell aficionados. That's like a Scrabble word.
Yeah. Falsitical goonai.
Yeah.
Falsitical geononi. It's just like none of these has 3 real. Oh, falsitical goonine. There we go.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to pronounce that.
Selling aficionado.
Selling aficionado.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nico Daglio Fine. Nicolas Daglio Fine. Selling aficionado.
Mm-hmm.
That's great material for a business card.
Yeah.
Selling aficionado. I'm like someone who's really into selling things.
All right, now
but I
let's...
don't actually sell anything. I'm just really into it.
I want to see it animate this. Oh, that was kind of cool. All right, check. It animates your. It doesn't turn more, but it's gonna. Oh, it doesn't work right. So it's supposed to, like, rearrange it. Oh no, that time it worked. That's so weird. What is this? Is this all, like, in JavaScript? Anyway, I digress.
Wow, we love JavaScript.
Oh yeah, gotta love JavaScript. I'm going to. Oh, this is Mellow Max. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. How's that for one breath? And
very good.
Let's get a new PSA for the new hour. I am covering the 8 to 9 p.m. hour for BlizzQuake. This, this one isn't that long, but it is a classic.
Okay.
This
go
evening.
For it.
All right, and the album's ending and everything. All right, no backing track. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform, or Tufts Community Radio, it says that time.
That was there pretty good, Max.
I'm glad that you got that on video. I got everything but like the little line at the bottom, so I feel pretty good about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say that's a C.
I'll take it. I will take it. Let's see. We were saying that we're playing all this old music. I'm going to play a new song from Octave Cat. And Octave Cat is coming to Boston.
Wow.
No, they're not.
No, they're not.
Sorry.
I take it back.
They are touring for their brand new album, which came out July 7th, but they are not coming to Boston.
Aww.
I think the closest one was in New York, but eh. Oh, well. Bummer. Maybe next time. Oh, my God. Really exciting news. You don't know this band, but I do.
Okay.
And I've played them on the air a couple times. They're called
cool.
Spoonbill.
Spoonbill.
Or it's one guy, electronic artist.
Okay.
And I've never seen him in concert, but I love him. He's been in my like Spotify top five for several years running.
Wow.
And he's from Australia, but he's doing a tour for his new album. And he posted a tour schedule for the USA tour coming to Worcester. And I got excited, sent it to all my friends, and they're like, the post is unavailable. I saw it like 30 minutes after he posted it, and then his agent must have been like, no, you can't release that yet, because it is gone. There's no information about it anywhere on the internet. I hope he's still coming, but I have it in my calendar. I'm not going to say what day it is on air.
Where in Worcester?
TBA. My favorite venue in Worcester.
Oh, I know that place.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're like the only venue in Worcester.
Probably. Yeah, so I really don't know where he's playing. But
wow.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's in September. He's releasing a single either this Friday or next Friday. The album comes out beginning of September. Should be cool. I think it's going to be... I'll play some of his music after Octave Cat, potentially. But yeah, coming up next, Martingale by Octave Cat.
Yeah. Thank you.
That was just Spoonbill with Interstellar Safari, and before that, Octave Cat with their new song, Martingale. And hopefully next week, or the week after, I'll have that new Spoonbill song for you. And it might have been bleeding through a little bit, but we are playing with the turntables, and I'm just going to put it up. We're going to play around with them on air for a little bit, and then probably get back to music before too long. But in the background, the music is Geogaddy by Boards of Canada, and the spoken word is an album that I picked up called Psychiatric Consultations, a series of informal and informative taped sessions in which a general practitioner discusses with leading psychiatrists the problems he encounters with patients in daily office practice.
He has the experience of the times patient.
Are they And therefore, the diagnosis. So I got no friend. Diagnosis of psychic neurosis should not be made by exclusion.
Yeah. anxiety.
Yeah.
You are listening to the craftings of Mellow Max and aficionado selling Nico Daglio.
The physician must always question what he's doing to determine whether what he's doing is really based upon the situation or whether he's doing it because he wants to avoid a difficult time, which is euphemism for anxiety.
Now, Dr. Kaufman, after a patient becomes over-dependent upon the physician, are they in danger of developing a transference phenomenon?
Well, I would say a transference phenomenon presents an endangerment to society. It's frankly a problem. All it means to society is a certain attitude that came from childhood are transferred over to sports and to other things. Now, the danger of transference may exist in a specific therapeutic situation where there is a displacement of old resentments, let us say, where they don't belong. But if all physicians recognize that not everything that the patient thinks or does in relation to that physician is a personal matter, it is a transference matter, then this gives you a kind of a buffer.
Thank you. Christmas of bread, Christmas of bread, I've never eaten some bread I've ever eaten.
undergrowth, read along the lines. Sullen sunrise, decrepit copper filled with cracks. We both stopped to share a single smoke across the tracks. Too loud, too quiet, the volume's never been quite right. It's out of reach. So I'll go somewhere, somewhere far away from. I'll go somewhere. I'll go somewhere, somewhere far away from. I'll go.
Wow.
Hello, hello, hello.
Do you also feel like you just ran a marathon? Maybe not a marathon, but I feel like I
could run another.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that was a good time.
You want to do another 2 hours?
Let's do it. Well, actually, at the end of August, the DJ before me, who has a two-hour show, said that he's probably not, he's not going to be here for some of the time, so I'll have a three-hour show at least.
That's crazy.
And I've been very thankful to the DJ who has the 8 to 9 p.m. Whenever he's out, he shoots me a text like, hey, you want to cover for me? Like, I'd love to.
That's awesome.
And hopefully I'll have a two-hour show again come the fall.
Wow.
Yeah. Feels good. A little community member status upgrade. Yeah, so let's see. Let's talk about what just happened. We just played around. We have two turntables and a DJ mix station, so we played around with sides 1, 2, and 3 of Boards of Canada's album Geo Gotti, and on the other turntable right we had psychiatric notes from doctors. And I don't think we played any of it, but we found an interview with the Beatles on vinyl. And then we also had Anthony Braxton, which was a really interesting piece.
Yeah.
It says, when I put it in, it was like, did you mean this? And it put the song name in as NW594 Opus 76.
That sounds right.
Yeah. Whatever that means.
Yeah, I love that one.
Yeah.
Anthony Braxton is great. He, there are some theories that he's synesthetic. He's just been this like prolific composer in the kind of experimental and avant-garde world since like the 60s, the 50s even. And he's still alive and kicking, and he wrote an opera recently and doing all this crazy stuff. And there's some theories that he's synesthetic, and because all of his song titles are graphic. And they often have colors and shapes and all these interesting things. But he also has this triaxium theory of music that has all these different sound characteristics and all these ways of combining them. And the notation of that tends to end up very similar to his track titles. So there's both a synesthetic theory and also like an actual music theory too. But,
very cool. Yeah. And yeah, so we have 1 minute left. After that, we had Yellow Magic Orchestra with Pure Jam. And I love their line about, this is the ugliest piece of bread that I ever have eaten, or that I have ever eaten. Just, God, it's so ugly. And that last song was a new release from my guest Nico.
Yay.
And that's starting off the local music that's coming on next with On the Town with Mikey D. And to lead us in, here's a snippet from Simon and Garfunkel.
When streams are ripe and swelled with rain, may she will stay, resting in